Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Jesse from the Mortgage Success Podcast here, and I'm just going to kind of read off a little bit of information about a couple days ago, the Feds cut the interest rates, and so I just kind of want to let you know what it means to you. So now the Federal Reserve cut the its benchmark rates the other day. It's about mid last week. But most people think when the Feds cut the interest rates are dropping by that percentage point that they cut. So this last time it was 0.5%. And I've had a bunch of people say, oh, rates are 0.5% lower. But it's not. It doesn't really work like that. Most of the time that when the Feds cut the interest rates, it's more directly tied to short-term rates. Like, so for credit cards, car loans, home equity lines of credit, stuff like that. Mortgage rates eventually get affected down the road by just secondary things that are happening through the falling of the dominoes per se, but it's, again, it's not directly cut to that. So, but overall, don't expect lower mortgage rates as a result. Now, we're seeing interest rates lower, and that's more with what people are doing in the stock market and moving money around, not directly tied to the Feds. So the Fed made the rare move to lower the Fed funds rate by 0.5% in between its regularly scheduled meetings. The central bank noted that the move was in response to the evolving risk of the big, bad, scary coronavirus and what it poses to the economy. Now, since the virus has gotten out and the media is all over this and, you know, people are dying and getting sick and all this stuff, mortgage rates have plummeted since the beginning of the year to the lowest average since 2016 as a result of market movements in response to the coronavirus and making it a great time to lock in the lower interest rates. So it's good for business in the mortgage world when it's more directly tied to the stock market. So kind of the rule of thumb here is when the stock market's red for a period of time, mortgage rates are improving and it's a good time to lock in the interest rate. And again, it's kind of a mixed bag. So there's a couple things going on. So it's not always the case, but that's kind of where we are. So we're seeing super low interest rates for purchase money. We're seeing super low rates for refinance money as well. So while it is possible that mortgage rates could move lower, they are moving lower and then they're kind of bouncing back up depending on the investor and what the investor is doing with their money. The Fed's rate cut didn't bring mortgage rates down. However, the rates at the record lows, like I said, it's really good time right now to consider buying or refinancing. So you kind of had the perfect storm because the coronavirus affected the market the way it did. People started moving their money into safer investments. So we saw the interest rates move down more from those activities than the Feds cutting the rates. It just eventually helped kind of get a shot in the arm when, you know, everybody talks about the Feds cutting the rates, the media, you know, they don't really jump in and really dissect it and explain why this or that happens the way it does. But it did help overall because of everything's tied together the way it is now. So, hey, if you want to learn more about buying a house or refinancing and just beating the spring market rush, so we're going to see home prices and buyers just go into the market crazy this spring, summer, and fall again. Let me know how I can help get you pre-approved. Let me know how I can go over some refinance numbers for you. I'd love to help you out. Again, my name is Jesse. Let me know what I can do for you. Have a great day.